everyone. This is Dr. Rebecca Sullivan from Conscious Infinity. The purpose of this podcast is to go over my new certification that's being released February of 2021 called PLAY. This has been a long time coming since 2014. PLAY stands for Psychedelic Languaging, Activations, and Encoding. When you become a PLAY certified practitioner, you're basically a psychedelic coach or a psychedelic practitioner. In a nutshell, this certification is going to bring you into the world of psychedelics or sacred plant medicine. Even if you've never done plant medicine, you will understand the language that must be embraced to truly treat someone that is thinking about going through or has went through the psychedelic experience. Just like in the Awake Academy, I want you to grow and heal as you go through the process of being certified. So each module will have a meditation to take you through your own journey to what we are talking about in that particular module. It's something that I want you to have fun with. Psychedelic plant medicines such as psilocybin, ayahuasca, iboga, and many others have been around for centuries, but are becoming very popular in the Western culture to treat addiction, depression, trauma, grief, anxiety, and other diseases. I have seen so many miracles in the facilitation of these ceremonies in Peru with myself, peers, and clients. To say that this is a passion of mine would be an understatement. The sacred plant medicine or psychedelic experience has changed my life forever. It has been such a turning point for me. It has taken my abilities and the work I've learned to do through my life and basically 100 times them. I feel like it is the best way to deconstruct the ego. It is basically empowering your body to remember it can heal itself. We have everything here on this beautiful Mother Earth to heal. We just need to remember that it's there. In my opinion, we should not be turning to pharmaceutical medications with quote unquote side effects to treat a symptom when our own consciousness has the ability to get innately to the root of the issue that we're experiencing, whether it be on an emotional, physical, or spiritual level. To integrative doctors like myself, this type of sacred plant medicine is polar opposite than what you would think of as a typical drug. Drugs, as we think of them in the Western medicine, are something that we tend to use to escape our realities, to numb us to the world, or to forget. When you embark on a sacred plant medicine journey, it's completely the opposite. You are going into layers and layers of truth and meaning that will be revealed to you within you. I personally love to have fun with everything that I do because healing can be fun. It doesn't need to be suffering or sacrifice. It can actually be a lot of fun to go on these journeys and heal. However, these experiences are quite humbling and empowering. We have vices in our everyday lives. We eat certain foods, we drink alcohol, possibly smoke cigarettes. You know, whatever you're doing, whatever you're putting to your mouth, whatever you're drinking, whatever you're eating, you're going into the energetic journey of that particular substance. You have to say to yourself, why am I digesting that? Is that to go deeper into a journey of healing? Is that to numb myself? You know, what is the purpose of what I'm digesting? So that's what you need to think whenever you're doing plant medicine. What is the purpose and intent of me doing this medication? Is it to heal? Is it to get to completely understand my own awareness and consciousness, my own purpose on this earth? You know, am I doing the things I do in my life to live or to die? When you digest plant medicine, it is for the sake of knowing yourself on every level, healing emotionally, physically, or spiritually. In my personal opinion, everyone should be in love, because being in love is a reflection of unconditionally loving yourself. In perfect health, be surrounded by joy and in wealth. I've been to hundreds of plant medicine ceremonies, and people who go to these ceremonies generally have the intent of finding their heaven on earth, of healing on every level. They're usually striving to be the best that they can be. I have never personally met one participant in a plant medicine ceremony that has been extremely negative or has a lack of positive intent for themselves. So throughout the PLAY certification, I want to make it as fun as possible. I want you to go through your own journey as you're learning about the world of psychedelics, or maybe you've already done psychedelics and you're extremely passionate about it and you want to be one of those people that help other people go through the process. You know, whether it be that you've never done it and you want to be a part of it, maybe you even want to do it and get to know more about it, this would be the certification for you. Or you want to help people because you know that it greatly enhances the quality of life, but you personally don't want to do the psychedelics, you can still go through this certification. You will get a very good understanding of what they're going through by just embarking in this course. So what you'll learn is, what are psychedelics? What are the different types of psychedelics? What do they do? What are the history of psychedelics? What's the future of psychedelics? How important it is to establish intentions beforehand, the setting of the psychedelic, the situation that the psychedelics are being done under. What you also learn is how to teach your client and yourself, if this is something that you want to do, how to be open to what is about ready to happen, to let go of control, to understand that you know nothing, and to teach your clients that they know nothing. Because when you get to that point where you know that you know nothing, that's when miracles literally happen. What is surrender, and how to go into that state of surrendering during the process? To really think about the word hallucinations. Hallucinations, and this is coming from someone that used to do psychotherapy with all of her clients, is just basically something that someone else is seeing or hearing that you can't see. However, just from my personal experience with psychedelics, I would have to say that I don't feel like I was hallucinating. What I feel like is that I was awakening to things that I was programmed not to see before. So I encourage that whole word of hallucinating to be redefined as more of an awakening and seeing things and understanding things in a different way that you've never understood them before. And also, when you digest the sacred plant medicine, the psychedelics, where is it that you want to go with this? Remember, play is fun, and I want you to have fun during this whole process. Each module in play has a psychedelic meditation and process that you will be listening to after you learn what you can do for yourself and your clients. And this meditation is for you to heal and grow and to understand what the client is going to be going through. Because when you truly embody and understand what the client is going through for yourself, it's going to become second nature to be able to help your client. You're going to be learning about the process of purging, why purging is essential. You're going to be learning about epigenetics, DNA, reading and encoding DNA for your clients, understanding the purge within the sacred plant medicine, understanding what levels the plant medicine is working on, meaning it's not just the conscious mind, it's the subconscious, it's the DNA, it's the energy field, it's the soul. You're going to be learning the Eastern philosophy versus the Western philosophy of sacred plant medicine. I was fortunate enough to be trained in Peru with indigenous shamans, but also a UCLA psychiatrist who became a shaman. So I got to see both the Western and the Eastern perspective on how I was being treated, which had really helped a lot. Understanding that Mother Earth has all that we need, that she communicates. You know, the first person that learned how to make ayahuasca was obviously told to by the plants themselves. Mother Earth talks to us. Plants can talk to us. We get channeling from Mother Earth. So, you know, we are so blessed that there were shamans and people within the indigenous cultures that listened to the teachings of the plants and now have brought them forward to us. We will learn about the opening of the right and left hemispheres of the brain. You know, I talked about hallucinations. You know, us as humans, when we're talking on an everyday basis, we do not have the right and left hemispheres of our brain open. Musicians, when they're playing on stage, they do. But when they're playing on stage and they're reading music and they're playing it, they're in the moment. They're not thinking about what they did yesterday or what they're going to do tomorrow. They are in the moment and they have the right and left hemispheres of their brain open. It's about being in the here and now. Children have the right and left hemispheres of the brain open. That's why children are in the theta state. You know, as we go through school, we're learned and we're programmed to pay attention to things we really don't want to pay attention to. You know, to discipline ourselves. This is what's causing the right and left hemisphere of the brain not to be open at the same time, which, you know, if it is open at the same time, we're often being diagnosed with ADHD. So, you know, we're basically being trained backwards. And the plant medicine helps us to relearn how to open the right and left hemispheres of the brain to get in touch with our true consciousness. It's teaching us that disease is energy-based. The psychosomatic principle behind disease and how the medicine heals it and how you can help your clients go through that process. We're teaching within the play certification, I'm teaching programming. You know, how to go through programming with your clients. We're going to learn about the life force breath. The life force breath is essential. You can actually, once you successfully learn the life force breath, you can learn to do that instead of purging. Humans would never get sick if they learned the life force breath. We're learning about how to work through the shadow energies before and after with our clients. We're learning about chakras, how to reside in the heart space, because the heart space is our command center. We're going to be learning how to work with our clients to know that they are safe and to trust their heart space, and to trust the process of whatever they're deciding to go into. You'll be getting to know the morphic field of the plant medicine before you do it, how to help your clients get in touch with the morphic field of the plant medicine before they do it, to get to know that whole aura around the medicine before they even go into the process, and how to stay in the morphic field after the process. This is essential. To have gratitude and acceptance for the medicine and for the things that appear in their lives before and after the process of taking the medicine. How to lovingly accept learning lessons without putting expectation around what is happening, and to accept what is coming forth in their lives before and after the process. Know that you know nothing. You're going to be learning how to dig into the programming of your clients, to get to the root and the core of what is going on, to help them even be able to get to the root and core of possibly why they're carrying a disease before they even go into the process of doing the plant medicine. How to work with this after they get done the process of the plant medicine. You're going to be learning about 3D life reviews, because oftentimes people who go into the process of taking the sacred plant medicine will go through that. Get rid of any belief and programming around that healing has to be suffering or sacrifice, or that they have to go through hell to do this healing. You're going to be learning about the visions of parallel or past lives, what it means to hold for the collective, and how to release this effortlessly and easily. You're going to learn how we hold disease. You're going to learn how to do in the womb work with your clients, because the medicine goes where it needs to go, and oftentimes it's taking the client back into the womb. So you're going to be learning to do this with the client before and after, because they're going to need it. You're going to learn how to surrender into the breath and let it guide you. This is a beautiful process. What I've learned through doing sacred plant medicine is that when you learn to truly understand the life force breath, you're not just breathing in oxygen. You will surrender into your own breath, into your own life force and follow the journey of your breath and watch it heal you, experience it heal you, experience it guide you through life. So you, as you're learning to become a play practitioner, will have this experience, and then you'll be able to guide your clients through it. You're going to learn about the Kundalini. This is a central in sacred plant medicine. The snake, you know, the ayahuasca snake, what that means and why it's important and what that does for you. You're going to be learning about all of the chakras, especially the sacral chakra, how important that is with birth, with death and rebirth, because what the plant medicine teaches you, that every moment is a death and a rebirth. How to be in joy, how to have fun. Learning how, because psychedelic trance music is pretty popular, and a lot of people, when they first listen to it, they don't understand why until you really learn how to take that journey through it. So really, what is the importance of trance and dance and how that can help you through this process? You know, I know personally myself, I'm really big into that. At first, whenever I was doing psychedelic, you know, when I was doing ayahuasca or psilocybin, you know, I was like, okay, well, maybe we should just sit still the entire time. And then I really understood, wow, how movements and dance can help release in the body. It's huge for the God and goddess within us. And then something you're going to hear before you take a client, before they go to a ceremony, or even after they go to a ceremony, they might say, I know I'm going to take on everybody else's ceremony or everybody else's energy at the ceremony. You know, I had a friend who was possessed at a ceremony or took on their next door, you know, the peer next to them's energy. We're going to be talking about that and how to get into their heart space, how to protect them from that, how your heart is your protection. We're going to work on the number one program that they need to resolve before going to the ceremony so that that doesn't happen. And then getting them to realize that everything is divine and in sync, seeing the world as a matrix. What I noticed is when I would truly surrender during a ceremony, and one of the most powerful healings I've ever had at ceremonies has always been when I realized everything's exactly the way it needs to be. And then I saw how everything around me was aligning in perfect synchronicity. And the whole world just became in a flow. It became like one big dance. Part of this is teaching trust. We'll be going over how important it is to, you know, what is a Ho'oponopono, and how important it is to adapt to this way of being prior to a ceremony and after a ceremony, and in reference to shadow work. And remember, you're going to be talking to your clients about really getting into the consciousness of noticing what you notice and not putting meaning around everything, not controlling the way things have to go. Teaching your clients how to take notes and all the messages they get before and after the ceremony. This is going to be really important. And once again, I was saying staying in that morphic field of the medicine before and after the ceremony, because one of the biggest struggles you're going to have with clients is, you know, there's miraculous things that happen during ceremonies, and you think of the world in such a different way. And then going back into your old environment, it can make you start questioning your sanity around what happened in the ceremony. So you understanding as the practitioner or the coach, hey, you know, I understand what it is you just went through. Let's stay in the morphic field. Let's stay in the consciousness of the ceremony. You know, your treatment at that point is going to be invaluable to that client. Understanding that there's nothing to fear with the dark energy, that hell is an aspect of our ego. It is an illusion, and how to navigate through that with compassion, acceptance, and gratitude, and quickly bring you right out of that. And once again, that's a lot of what we're going to be doing in the shadow work. The shadow work that you're going to be doing with the client before and after the ceremony is everything. And then one of the things that we're going to be going in is, oftentimes in spirituality, what I've noticed is people accept the fact that there's no such thing as time and space in spirituality. You hear it. There's no such thing as time and space, but then yet everybody talks about past lives. How can that be true if there's no such thing as time and space? So what I teach is, because you do experience a lot of quote-unquote past life illusions during these ceremonies, is everything's parallel. Everything's happening simultaneously. So what you believe to be past is just something that you're compartmentalizing because you can't handle it in the here and now. So yes, you do a healing on the parallel life, but we want to bring that right back into the here and now. understanding that we're all one, that essentially we're all related, that we're all part of the collective, is going to really help your clients heal before, during, and after the ceremonies. Everything in front of you is an ego construct of yourself. You are a mirror. Learning to think of reality in that way is going to help you work constantly on yourself. It's going to help your clients work constantly on themselves so that they can learn to heal once again before, during, and after the ceremony. When you learn all of these concepts, you know, you hear people say, how often do I have to do ceremonies? Well, you know, if you do a ceremony and stay in this morphic field and keep working with a coach, you know, you being the coach, it's going to prolong how long, you know, how often they have to go back to the ceremony. So if they're thinking I have to go every 2, 4, 6 months, it just depends. If they keep seeing a coach and stay in the energy, this could be lifelong work. You know, we're going to be learning how psychedelics are working on the physical body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, the Eastern philosophy versus the Western philosophy, and how to incorporate that with how you're working with the client. We're going to be learning some really cool techniques that have come out for me during my psychedelic experiences. We're going to be learning a technique I called weave, learning about reverse engineering, how to activate the light body from the heart space. And once again, with this, the importance of surrender, surrender, and surrender. So you're going to be teaching this to your clients as you're learning this for yourself. You're going to be learning about the chakras in the hands and feet, the all-seeing hand, and how oftentimes during the ceremony, people's hands are activated. So you're going to be able to learn this so you can work with them with this before, during, and after the ceremony, the all-seeing hand. You're going to be learning about the breath and movement that happens during a ceremony, because oftentimes during ceremonies, people will start doing movements and they'll be doing them involuntarily. But what they'll find out later is, you know, these are the movements that are really important in ballet, or these are the movements that open up portals to shape-shifting. So we're going to teach you the breath and movement so you know this as the practitioner, so that you can work with the client before and after the ceremony in reference to shape-shifting and how to stay in those portals, how to keep healing your body through breath and movement. And you as the practitioner will be doing this for yourself as well. So once again, I said you're going to be learning about the shape-shifting and how important that is. There's so much stuff that happens during ceremonies that are so therapeutic, like your eye rolling in the back of the head, figure eight movements with your eyes, how important it is to stretch the jaw, the big yawn that happens, how important the back of the head is. You know, so there's a lot of different things that you're going to be learning how to release in the body so that you can teach this to your clients so they know what they're experiencing once again before, during, and after the ceremony, and they can stay in the field. You're going to be learning about morphic fields, what they are, what morphic fields are beneficial for you, how to divorce morphic fields. You're going to be learning about natural intrinsic body work, stretching, and chiropractic work. You know, how by doing this, by doing yoga or stretching or, you know, chiropractic work, it's really helping to shift the programs and paradigms within the body, because oftentimes after the ceremony, before, and even during the ceremony, sometimes like during the, if the ceremony is 7 days long, they'll have a lot of body work practitioners in the ceremony. But how important it is to have the body or the chiropractic work before, during, and after the ceremony, and what this is really doing for them. We're going to learn about astral traveling between worlds. You know, what does this mean? And can we really go there? Is it safe? You know, is it dangerous to go into the world of the dragons or the giants or the elementals? You know, it's not, but we're going to learn how to astral travel safely, because oftentimes people do this naturally while during psychedelics. So it's really good to review this with them beforehand so they know what they're experiencing. I know for me, the more I knew going into a ceremony, the less afraid I was, the more I surrendered, and the more that happened during that ceremony. We're going to be learning about how to get out of your comfort zone, how to get out of your comfort zone, and how to get out of your comfort zone. I've never met one person that has had a full-blown healing without getting out of their comfort zone. You're going to be learning about how to maintain the energy work after you've received it. You're going to be learning about the importance of Tantra during psychedelics. This is the perfect time to introduce Tantra into your life, and that is basically opening up your soul to love. You're going to be learning about light language. This is so important. I have received so much light language during psychedelics. It's been life-changing. And what light language is, it's frequency, tones, certain types of words that you may say. It's movements of the hand, you know, so it's all about vibration. The light language, you can get it in the form of geometrical shapes as well. I've had a lot of light language come to me in geometrical shapes as I've rolled my eyes in the back of my head during ceremonies. You're going to be receiving light language, understanding it. It's basically the way that we all communicate. Because if you take the whole world and put them together, we might have language barriers, but light language does not have a barrier. It is the communication of the heart. So you will be learning about light language. Of course, you're going to be learning about everything you probably thought you'd be learning about, which is the diet beforehand and afterhand, why the diet's important, how the person has to treat their body, you know, what they need to do within their environment before and after the ceremonies as well. You're going to be learning about the pineal gland and how it's activated during the ceremonies, how the activation of the pineal gland reverses the process of the calcification of the pineal gland it may have received from fluoride or every heavy metal that is in the environment. Most humans have a pineal gland the size of a pea, but it's supposed to be the size of a golf ball. The pineal gland is directly attached to the third eye, which is the ability to be intuitive and clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairascendence, to be able to use your sixth sense. So you're going to be learning all about that process as well. Also, you'll be learning about and how to teach your clients to effectively communicate with their family and their loved ones in reference to the experience. So basically, you're going to be learning from A to Z how to treat clients, but it's not just, hey, I want to coach you through what to expect during the ceremony, you know, and be a moral support. It is the type of coaching you're learning from play is, I get what you're going through. It's a whole different language. This is a healing language of opening up our consciousness to the level where we basically can read our souls, you know, having the right and left hemisphere of the brain open. I get where you're at. I get what you're going through. And I understand that this is a deep healing process for you. And I'm here to work through it with you. I'm here to coach you beforehand, to go through all this stuff we're talking about. I'm here to be there during the process if I need to be. And afterwards, let's stay in the morphic field of the sacred plant medicine for years. As a coach, you could work with this person for years to make sure they remember how to stay in the morphic field of the medicine always so they can continue to heal for days, weeks, months, and years after this process. So I really invite you to take this journey with me. Take the play certification. Have fun with it. Go through this little mock psychedelic experience yourself. Learn all this for yourself, embody it, and then become the practitioner that is really going to change the lives of others. The use of psychedelics or natural plant medicine or sacred plant medicine is really gaining the attention of the United States and Canada and every other country. It's already became decriminalized in places like Oakland, California, or San Jose, California. So this is an up-and-coming movement that is going to be really big in the next few years. So by becoming a play psychedelic coach, you're going to be in the forefront of this movement. It's starting right now. You're going to be the ones who these people come to before their experience, their support during the experience, whether it be, you know, there or from afar. Just knowing they have you there is huge. And you're going to be there after the experience for sometimes years because you're going to understand what they went through, how to keep them in the energy or the morphic field of the natural plant medicine so they can stay in the trajectory of healing. And once you tap into the morphic field of the medicine, you understand the way it works and you stay in the energy of it, it just keeps working in layers. So if the client, you know, got an amazing, beautiful physical healing at the ceremony, you know, their healing can keep building into whatever else they want in their life, as long as they're staying in the energy of it and utilizing all of the techniques and the principles that I talk about in the play certification. So essentially, as a play coach or practitioner, you are going to be of such great value to these amazing beings that are, you know, reaching out to Mother Earth saying, heal me, help me, I'm ready to awaken. It's such a beautiful process to be a part of, and you will meet such tremendous people. There's nothing better than having a client who just doesn't want to be okay, but wants to bring their heaven to earth, and you would be a part of that.